What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Chopping up good game as usual. Who's on the phone?
Tariq, this is Aki.
Hey, what's going on, player?
How you doing?
I'm good. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
What's going on down there in Tampa, pimpin'?
Not much, man. Not much going on a Wednesday.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I listen to your show all the time, and I figured I'd just call in and get some advice from you.
All right. What do you need to
I'm
know?
I'm on your blog every once in a while.
All right. Cool.
I got just a simple kind of question. I've read all your books.
Good.
I listen to your show pretty much. I've listened to every one.
Good looking out.
And my question is, I have a girl today, one of my girls that I just usually hang out with. She made a mention today about my homies.
Okay.
My homies that I just hang out every weekend. These are like my partners.
Okay.
She says, I invited her out for Saturday. I said, why don't you come out with your girls? She said, well, your boys are always trying to push up, kind of hard on us. She's like, why don't you just invite a couple instead of inviting a whole bunch?
Okay.
And that just kind of struck me kind of odd, her saying that.
So
I never heard a girl really kind of say that to me. So I was like, what you talking about? She's like, I feel like a piece of meat in a shark tank. Your boys are pushing up on me when I'm coming out with you.
Oh, wait. So your homeboy, wait. So your homeboy.
I don't even know how to answer her.
So your partner is pushing up on her?
Oh, my partners in general, which, I don't give a damn about. They can do what they want to. But that's her comment to me.
Okay, well, I can kind of understand where she's coming from, man. If she's trying to, kick it with you and your dudes are trying to push up on her, man, that's an uncomfortable situation for her.
That's correct, in her shoes.
Right. Now, are you and this female, or y'all trying to get with each other? Have y'all ever been intimate? What's the deal?
No. No, we I ain't trying to get with her. I mean, we've been intimate, but we just more like cool and whatnot. We just cool to hang out with. She's always bringing females that are just down for it all around us.
Okay. So what exactly is the problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I was trying to tell her what's the problem. I didn't even know what to respond to her about. I guess if she's feeling uncomfortable, just tell her that's the way it is.
So what's what I'm asking, what is your agenda with her? What are you trying to do with this one? You just want to be a buddy? You want to,
She's just on the roster, and she's always bringing good talent around. You know what I'm saying?
I see. She's bringing other, you kicking with the other females she's bringing around?
Oh, yeah, and she's all good with that, too. She's actually kind of hooked. She's actually interested in somebody else. It's not even me, so it's all good with me.
Okay, so she's not really no serious thing. All right, don't even trip
on
that, man.
No, and she's bringing things up with me.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's just bringing other females to the table, so...
Yeah, don't trip, man. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? She might complain a bitch or whatever, but you don't have too much stock invested in her anyway. So you don't have that.
I'm not a damn dollar invested in her.
But that's what's up. Well, what she says should be like water off a duck's ass. It should just roll on off. All right, thanks for the call, player. That was kind of a strange one. What's been going on with you cats out there, players? I've been getting a couple of emails. Cats are mentioning that some of these more clown-ass niggas are mentioning my name on their little cornball-ass, whack-ass podcast. God bless them. I mean, I know. Niggas are desperate. When niggas are unknown, they gotta do what the fuck they gotta do. And God bless them niggas. If I can help them get more than 20 fucking listeners to that whack bullshit shit they do, God bless them. There's an old saying, man. If a tree falls down in the woods and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound? But anyway, I digress. All right, I'm going to read some more Liz emails. Got an email from a brother, and he was like, "What's up, Flex? Just chilling. I got a question. I'm dating or I'm dealing with this 36-year-old woman. Been living together for about a year and a half. Now, I'm 24. 24, 30. I've been telling y'all niggas, man. Anyway, she has two kids. And to be honest, I'm really sick of this bitch. She's exactly what you've been saying, Tariq, about women in their 30s. For those who don't know, it's a headache. We met through a friend, but anyway, she's one of those females who's very insecure. I've been a Mac about my shit even before we got together, so she knew what was up. Even now, she tries to play a nigga for weak every now and then. But a few weeks ago, she pulled some old hoe shit that was blatantly disrespectful in my eyes. Now, I'm going to try to paraphrase because, again, cats be sending me stuff and I got to kind of edit it in my mind as I'm reading it because it's all over the place. But I'm going to give you the short version of what he's saying here. The situation was they decided to go bowling and she wanted to bowl and he was like, whatever. So we made plans for that. She got off work at 8 o'clock. She said she was going to drop her boss's cell phone adapter off from her job. And she said that her, okay, he's all over the place with this. So let me edit this. The guy said that his woman took a phone adapter. She said she was going to take a phone adapter to her boss, so she jetted for a minute, basically. And she told him that she was going to a party at her ex's house. And she... I can't really read. This stuff is all over the place. He's skipping all over the place. It's very difficult to read this. So basically, he said the bitch came home at like 1 a.m. in the morning. He said he kept his cool like a Mac should. Now, he really didn't trip because he didn't want to come across as jealous. So he played that silent treatment shit with her. She felt like she didn't do anything wrong. She said it was her and a couple of girls from the job over there singing karaoke at some club or whatever. So basically, let me re-edit this shit. Him and his lady, they went out, and his lady said she wanted to go drop her boss's phone off or something, and she ended up hanging out with her girlfriends. This is what she told old dude, and she came home at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then when she got home, she acted like nothing was wrong. Basically, she went out and didn't say anything. She didn't call this nigga and say, hey, I'm going here, I'm going there. So that's the gist of it. And I'm sorry for the confusion, but again, I'm trying to edit this thing as I'm reading it. So basically, he said, I'm not really feeling her no more, and I really want out of the relationship. I rate her as like a strong 7. If you go to my MySpace page and see my pics, you will see her. I got to check that out. I haven't seen the pics. She really doesn't have anything to bring to the table. She likes to work, but she has no choice because she has kids. In reality, she's a lazy bitch. I'm really in my player stage, and I'm ready to bounce. I don't need the headache from her or her kids. It's so much bullshit about her. What should I do? Well, man, you should have been left. You shouldn't have never even got into a situation like that. You shouldn't have never got into a situation like that, player. Again, man, when a woman has that many strikes, you got to go back to the Blue Book show. When they have that many Blue Book deductions, that Blue Book value has diminished that much. It's not even worth dating them, man. Nigga, sometimes it's better off being single. Nigga, it's better to be with no bitch than a half a bitch. If you want to look at it in those terms. So, man, you should have been got out of that relationship. Now, I don't know what your background was, play. I don't know if you were in a situation where you just needed a place to stay, because that's what it sounds like. I'm trying to see what incentive you had to move in with this chick anyway. If you're in a situation where you just need to get back on your feet, nigga, do that. Keep that in the back of your mind and don't get too comfortable in a situation like that, because it's going to always go sour. When you get with a woman like this, you have a mother-child relationship and she's going to end up putting you in the category of one of her kids. And then eventually she's going to start disrespecting you like a kid. Women do that shit, nigga. That happens 110% of the time if you're in that type of mother-child position. So whatever you do, man, stack your paper up, call some of your homies, but get out of that situation. It ain't worth it being disrespected by a woman who's past her prime, and you getting disrespected by her kids. I know the kids be talking shit to you on some "you ain't my daddy" shit. But get out of that situation tonight, man. Anyway, got another email from a brother named Dez. What's up, Dez? Dez says, "I got a quick question for you, Flex. I want to know, what's your outlook on internet macking? How do you feel about brothers seeing a nice broad online, for example, here on MySpace, and if the bitch is fly, considering she probably got some 40-year-old married man jacking off to her picture, sending her all types of crazy emails, how should you bid at him?" Let me take a call real quick. What's up, players? Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah.
Going once. Going twice. That's it. Anyway, like I said, the email goes on to say that I noticed, Flex, that a lot of niggas be kissing women's asses online, telling them they'll eat their pussy and all types of crazy shit, which is true. I've seen a lot of niggas do shit like that. These old Captain Save-A-Ho-Ass niggas build the ego machine for these hoes here on MySpace. So, Tariq, what's cool and what's not cool in your book? Is seeing a bad bitch online still part of the feel? And if it is, what do you say to a bitch to get her open and receptive to your combo? It's the club approach. Do you just give the bitch your number? And if she likes you, she'll call. What do you do? A good question. Very good question. Now, you gotta, whatever you do, man, if you see somebody on MySpace, and I'm going to do a whole show on, like, MySpace macking, but I'm just going to give, like, a little quick rundown, a short list of how to put it down a little bit. First of all, man, try to spit at motherfuckers who are local, at least. Niggas trying to get at bros who, like, way across the country. You know, you got to kind of be practical about your game. And also, man, understand that you got to keep it real. You got to transfer the internet shit to the real world. So if you see somebody and you're vibing with them, hold on, let me get this call. What's up, player?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on? Who's calling?
Well, this is Mac D, man.
What's up, Mac D?
What's up, man? I know you just seen me post up on the blog and everything, man.
For sure. Where you calling from, man?
Calling from Palmdale, California.
My niggas. So what's on your mind, man?
What's up, man? I've been trying to get through, dog.
What's up?
Man, I got this problem right here, man. Well, I'm involved with this 36-year-old woman, right?
I think I just read your shit on the air, man.
Yeah, you probably.
I'm reading your shit right now. Okay, I just talked about your shit. So, with this 36-year-old broad, man, what made you move in with her?
It's like this, man. We was like, you know what I'm saying? We was kind of vibing at first or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
You know, I kind of, you know, she wanted, you know, have a companion or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like, you know, all right, I do my bid, whatever. I do my thing, whatever.
All right.
Start out cool or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And the bitch just got wacko on me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then she got these old bomb ass friends and shit don't do nothing. So, like you said, birds of a feather flock together play what? So,
nigga, for real. And man, like I just gave an answer, man. And I was saying you need to bounce ASAP, man. Because what happened?
For sure, man.
You put yourself in a mother-child position with this woman, man. And whenever you do that, they start treating you like a fucking kid, and
exactly.
Doing stuff to blatantly disrespect you. So when they start blatantly disrespecting you, man, it's time to bounce.
And you shouldn't.
And again, man, when you got this 36-year-old broad with two kids and she's lazy, and I know a lot of them Palmdale broads are weed heads. And
oh, what?
I'm already knowing, player. I'm already knowing. So, man, you shouldn't even got in that situation on a serious level. Like, it might have been an easy lay or whatever, but, man, you just acknowledge that for what it is.
For sure, then, you know, I'm up on my game or whatever, you know what I'm saying? She know that. She ain't about that bullshit. But it's just a fact, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get my little business thing going, trying to jump off, got two jobs jumping off, and,
for sure.
You know, like, she ain't trying to respect that, you know what I'm saying? And she trying to play me for a lane, but I ain't going down like
what's
this,
up,
you know what I'm saying?
That's why you got to bounce, man. You do your own thing. Charge your ass to the game and do you, man, all right?
For sure, man. Mm-hmm. All right, I get it.
Thanks for the call, player. Peace. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying about internet macking. Now, when you're talking to MySpace macking in particular, when you're talking to broads on MySpace, man, at least make sure that the women are local. Now, if you want to find local females on MySpace, what you should do is go to the browse section and put in your zip code. And you can screen out what you like, man. You can screen out women with kids. You can screen out women with no kids. You can screen out women who are bisexual, lesbian, straight. Age, you can screen them out from 18 to 25, and you can look them up in your area and just find all the dimes or find all the decent women in your area and just holler at them from there. Just give them a shout out. You don't have to kiss their asses, being like, hey, you so fine. Oh, god damn, I love your pictures. Don't come at them on that old trick ass Captain Save-A-Ho shit. Just give them like a friendly acknowledgement, like, hey, how you doing? I saw you online, just wanted to give you a shout out. Or just send a friend request and let them holler at you. You can do it like that. But whatever you do, man, y'all niggas stop brown-nosing on MySpace. When a female has a picture of her titties out and her ass bent over, y'all niggas like typing in, ooh, I would love to eat that. Fuck that, man. You dig what I'm saying? That is corny. What's up, player?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? This is Cecil from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's going on, C?
Man, I want to know, man, can you get into it for a second and let us know what you think about women that cheat, man, like men who forgive their women after cheating, man? What is your opinion on that?
Like women who cheat and men who forgive them?
Yeah, man, like I'm sure you have like a hard, fast rule about that.
Okay, so, all right, let me ask you, are you in a situation where you were dating a chick and she cheated on you?
Yeah, man, I was with my woman for 6 years.
And when did she cheat?
This was a while ago, man. Last year.
Okay.
We've sent back and forth.
Okay. Does she live in Atlanta, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when a woman does that shit, man, that's like the ultimate form of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate. They can't get any more disrespectful than that, man. And you got to charge their asses to the game. When they cheat, unfortunately, man, you got to let them slide because that's a potentially dangerous situation, nigga. You laying up with this chick and she's has the potential to go out here and fuck other niggas. And what if she ends up pregnant? Y'all niggas don't know who the baby daddy is. It's shit like that that jumps off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And down there in Atlanta, you know, there's like a big gay community of niggas. So she might lay up with one of them undercover queen ass niggas and bring you some bullshit home. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, he was. Actually, she ended up finding out that he was.
Ain't that a bitch? Man, so that's what I'm saying. Charge her to the game, nigga. It ain't worth it, nigga. That's for health reasons. At least, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
All
right,
man. Thanks for the call, player.
I appreciate it, player.
No problem. God damn, ain't that some deep shit? That's some deep shit, man. This nigga Lee cheated on him with an undercover queen. Fellas, don't ever let that shit slide. If your lady do some shit like that and you find out, relationship over. Ain't no forgiveness to that shit. The only exception I can see to that is if she's breaking bread or she's cheating and bringing some motherfucking money home or doing whatever. If y'all got some kind of financial agreement where she's breaking bread, I can understand that. And you can just let her know, hey, bitch, you ain't got to cheat with it. Just be discreet with it. You dig? But anyway, this has been today's episode of Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I know it's a short show today, but the weather out here in L.A. is crazy as hell. It's freezing out here, nigga. My throat is killing me. But I'm glad everybody tuned in. Don't forget to check out maclessons.com, myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Don't forget to check out unitedplayersofamerica.com. Holla back, players.